Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June the 5th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 2.25 cents at 331.25. July beans steady, 867.75. And July wheat down 8.5 cents at 515.25. Beans opened up on their highs, broke about 8 cents, rallied back a few cents by the close. Close higher or close steady on the day. The back months closed higher, but considering the export announcements this morning, this was getting back to the norm of good exports, lousy closes kind of thing. But after the close, the commitment of traders came out, and it shows the funds. As of last Tuesday, they were short 286,000 contracts of corn. Now they've covered a little bit of that, but I still think they're short 250 to 260 at least. They had them short 50,000 meal. The funds have covered some of that. I'm guessing they're about 40,000 short in the meal. So there's some ammo here on the upside if we can get it hot and dry. We were supposed to have rain here in Chicago this afternoon. We'll see if we actually get it. The temperatures have been warm, not terrible, but warm. Next week, it looks pretty dry, but temperatures don't seem to be a problem. But really didn't see any reason for the wheat to break today. The dollar was up a little bit, but I don't think that would have been enough. The oats were down 17.25 cents at 328 after making the high contract close last night. So that might have put some pressure on the wheat market. That's the best thing I can really come up with out here. The beans still look pretty good to me. We've got to close. There's a lot of resistance, 880, 899 bucks. If we could ever close the July over $9, I think that would be very positive, but we'll see. I think the Nova have got to get up to $9 first and see how that handles it. But overall, I still remain a bit on the friendly side out here. Stock market closed up 829 points. All I see here in Chicago are boarded up businesses that were looted by the hundreds, unemployment rampant. How these restaurants are going to survive on 50% capacity outside is beyond me. How the airlines are going to fathom this thing out is beyond me. And yet they put the stock market back up to levels we haven't seen since February. I think it's absolutely ludicrous, but I guess the Fed's pumped in enough money where at least the bankers will get rich. I was surprised the beans couldn't act better with those good sales here. Obviously, the Chinese considered a buy, but I think it was a case of good exports, mediocre to lousy closes in the beans. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.